Let's unite our hearts in prayer. Lord, we rejoice in this moment that thou hast brought us to as we have gathered in thy name to open thy word and to meditate upon thy truths that are found therein. Lord, we thank thee for this opportunity and pray that as we've all gathered together that thou would be with us and our hearts would be open and receptive to what thy holy will is for us. We pray, O Lord, a blessing upon each one of us who is able to gather in this evening. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear ones, I have chosen with God's help to read this evening from the Gospel of John, chapter number 8. The Gospel of John, chapter number 8, and I'd like to read the first 32 verses. Evangelia po Jovanu, 8 glava, prvi 32 brojeva. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself, and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And he spake these, and as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. May God bless our reading this evening. And let us. In the previous chapter, we have our Lord who is speaking with the Pharisees, and Nicodemus was there also. And it tells us that after the teachings and after he was there with them, that it says, every man went unto his own house. And then it continues in the first verse, and Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. So this is the end of the day. Everyone goes to his own house. No one thought to invite Jesus to come to spend an evening with them. He went into the Mount of Olives. And this is the one who said that the birds of the air have nests, the foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. We don't know what he did in the Mount of Olives. It doesn't tell us that. But looking at throughout Scripture, we and his pattern of life, what it was, he spent it in a communion with the Father. And it says early in the morning, he gets up and he goes into the temple. And all the people come back to him again, and he sits down and he is teaching them. And it is now that the Pharisees feel that they have a means through which they can present the law of Moses to Jesus and to see what he will do. Will they finally be able to shut him down? And so it tells us that the scribes and the Pharisees together bring a woman who was caught in adultery. And this sin, by the law of Moses, is punishable by death. One who committed adultery was to be put to death by stoning. And they come to him, and they say, call him master. He's definitely not their master. They never looked upon him as a master, as some great teacher. He was in their way. They were refusing what he was teaching. And so he said, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. And so now they present him. Now Moses, in the law, commands that such should be stoned. Now, what do you say? And it tells us here that they were tempting him. They wanted to accuse him. So it's almost like they're taunting him. And it's a very descriptive story as we picture this taking place in the temple. Jesus is teaching. The crowds gather together. Here come the scribes and Pharisees hauling in a woman. And just picture him throwing her down. Here she is. What do you say? Moses said, look, we need to stone her. What do you say? And Jesus, it tells us, just stoops down. He doesn't even look at them. It doesn't tell us he looks at them. He said he just stoops down, and with his finger he writes on the ground. This is probably the only time, I'm sure it's the only time in the Bible that it tells us that Jesus wrote anything. And it doesn't tell us what he wrote. We can assume many things, but the Bible doesn't tell us the words that Jesus wrote on the ground. And he is ignoring them, because it says it's as though he didn't even hear them. He's not looking at them. He's writing on the ground. And the Pharisees and the scribes think this is our aha moment. He doesn't have any words for us. So they continue and they say, and so they continued asking him. And so he lifts himself up and he says unto them, these are the words of Jesus, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stoops down and he writes on the ground some more. That's all he said. And with those words, the accusers of the woman were all convicted themselves. It tells us that their own conscience spoke to them. And they were convicted, and one by one, they leave the scene. The mighty and the proud, full of sin themselves, are hauling in a woman to accuse her, to stone her. And Jesus simply asks them, the one that is without any sin, pick up the stone and be the first to cast it at her. We know as the witness who first had to cast the stone at the one being stoned. And it says from the oldest one, it's the oldest one that leaves first. And one by one they depart. And Jesus is left alone with only the woman now standing there with him. And Jesus lifts up himself, and he sees no one but the woman, and he says to her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? And here's where this woman realized fully what had taken place, that the Lord himself, who alone is able to forgive sins, is not going to condemn her. Not because her sin was not grievous, not because he is going to overlook it, but because he is Lord. And she calls unto him and says, no man, Lord. She, at that moment, had crowned him as king in her heart. She had, at that moment, repented of her sin and called upon her Savior as her king. And Jesus tells her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. What more could have been said to this woman as she is being dragged into the temple, ashamed, guilty, than to hear Jesus, the Lord himself, tell her, I'm not going to condemn you, but go and sin no more. Did he in any way lower the standard of his holiness? It tells us, we read not long ago, that Jesus came full of grace and truth. This is his grace and his truth on full display right here. Jesus doesn't condemn the one who is seeking to be forgiven. And so he launches now into one of the most powerful teachings of who he is and really who we are in him. And Jesus now, after he tells this woman, I'm not going to condemn you, but go and sin no more. If you've called me Lord, if I am the Lord of your heart and your life, you must not sin anymore. So it's her faith in Jesus that had saved her. She didn't do anything. This is faith in action. Her faith in him saved her. And his grace saved her and pointed her to his truth, that you are to go and sin no more. I've not lessened the law. I've not brought it down. But no, I've elevated you through your faith in me. I have elevated you, and I've given you now what I am. And he says, I am the light of the world. And he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. So as he tells her, go and sin no more, he's saying, I am the light of the world. And so if you're going to follow me, you will not walk in darkness, but you will have the light of life. And so it is Jesus himself now. Now we can go back to the scene. As Jesus describes unto us, I am the light of the world. And so it is the light of the world that had sat and stooped at the ground and rode on the ground. And it is that blazing light of Jesus Christ that the men had to scurry from. Their dirty deeds were suddenly there. And they had to run and flee from the light, just as a rat does when you turn on the light. He scurries away. He cannot stay. They cannot stand in the presence of light, full of sin. And yet they were not going to consider him as the woman did. These men were guilty of the same sin as the woman was. The woman said, Lord, the men ran. Big difference. One is forgiven. One leaves as dirty as he came. And, dear ones, we also, when we come into the presence of the Lord, we come into his presence every time we open his word. We are in his presence. The light of his countenance, that light that it speaks of in the last book of the Bible, says, and there will be no need for light there. Why? Because he will be there. There's no need for light because he is light. And when we are in his presence, can we accusingly think of someone? Can we condemningly think of someone? And still feel good about ourselves, then we don't realize who we are with. Every thought in our day that takes us to the Lord Jesus is a moment in his blazing light. What do we do with that? Are we going to just quietly close the book and feel, well, I did my duty, and shrink away from the light? Where he says, if you're going to walk with me, you cannot walk in darkness. You can't walk in darkness. But you will have the light of life. You will have the light of life. Jesus, who is light, the light of the world, gives us the light. He is the light in us. We are not like the moon and just is a reflection of the light. We are. He said, you will have the light of life. Dear ones, do we see what we are being called unto? Why would we want to dismiss this teaching that men who were condemning a woman who was caught in sin had to flee and walk away in a deep conviction of their own sin, and yet chose to do nothing with it? Are we ever convicted when we read his word And in that conviction, do we just walk away? Because the Lord is demanding, as he is to this woman, when you have come into the presence of light, if you were going to walk with me, if you want to be forgiven, and that is why I came. I didn't come to condemn the world. We see that right here. He says, I don't condemn you either. Neither do I condemn you. But go and sin no more. He came to save, not to condemn. We all lie under condemnation already. Now, are we going to choose a path of condemnation or a path of light? And so Jesus here explains to us really why these men walked away. They chose darkness rather than light. They loved darkness rather than light. Dear ones, when we choose a path that is not in accordance with the will of God, when we choose to walk that way, we are walking away from Him. He says here, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came. Because they accused him, thy record is not true. You say that you are the Son of God. Your record is not true. You bear record of yourself. Well, he says, my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go. But you cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. And so he says, you judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. So Jesus is saying, I'm not judging you like you judge. You judge according to the flesh. You judge because you don't know anything. He says, you don't know anything, and yet you're going to judge. And that's what man does. In all of his judgments, we don't know anything. And that's why we are forbidden to judge. How can I judge someone when I don't know anything? He says, you don't know anything. You don't know what the next moment brings. You don't know what the previous moment was. You don't know anything. And yet you're going to stand in judgment. He says, my judgment is true. Because I'm not judging as a man judges. And so he looked at this woman, and he didn't judge her as a man would judge. He judged her because he saw what was in her heart. When she called him Lord, he knew that her repentance was there and it was real. And so he knows our hearts too. When we come to him in prayer, we judge as a man, well, I did what I was supposed to do. I prayed, I did this. We judge as a man. But he doesn't do that. He looks at the heart. He looks at the inside of who we are. And he calls us. And he calls us unto this way that you're not going to walk in darkness. And you will have the light of light, the light of life. And how is that? By following me, he says. This is some of the most sublime teachings and instructions that we can receive from the Lord. Follow me. And if you follow me, you won't walk in darkness. You will hate the darkness. You won't look to see how far you can go and still get away with sin. How far you can press the envelope. How often you can sin and not call it sin, or all kinds of terminologies we can use to try to cover up who we are and so on. He says, if you follow me, you will love me. You will hate the darkness and love the light. And he says, and my light will be in you, the light of life. And so with the light of life, brothers and sisters, we go out and we shine. And we bring life You, me? No, not me, not you, but the light which is within us, Jesus Christ, in us. We bring life now to those who are lost. We don't go around judging people. We go offering a way of salvation. Jesus came to bring light and life to a world that is in darkness and in death. And he says, you are that now. We have been given, brothers and sisters, the greatest task that man has ever received. And what do we do with our responsibility, with our duty, with our obligation? Having received so much, Jesus Christ himself, what do we do? Shamefully, we argue, we bicker, we paint ourselves up as we are something good. Meanwhile, within us is every lustful, deceitful thought. How are we going to be light in life? How are we going to bring someone to the truth, to the knowledge of truth, if the truth is not even within us and not loved? Where we flee from the things that even sinful do appear and get angry at someone who wants to uphold the truth. And he says, later, he says, he gives a warning again to them. He says, I go my way, and you will seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. He's telling you, you're going to die in your sins. Why? Because you've rejected me. That is the sin of the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, which no man can repent of. When you reject Jesus, reject him, that means you go to him in the judgment day having rejected him. Now, what can be my consolation to say, I love you, Lord, as I reject him and his teachings? Is there a consolation here? Jesus tells the woman, you've called me Lord, go and sin no more. The truth and grace come together. You can't go on in this lifestyle and call me Lord. And so, dear ones, if I recognize something in my life that is sin, why would I say it's okay? I can't. Because if I do, then I'm ignoring his truth and relying upon his grace. As I ignore truth, dismiss it. Why? Why would I do that? Because I don't want him. There's no other reason. There's no other explanation that can be given. He says, I go my way, and you will die in your sins. And you cannot come where I go. Why? Because you're not following me here. You can't just come into heaven with all of your sin. You need to forsake your sin. That's what we call victory over sin. When sin is forsaken, you forsake it. You no longer love it. And you follow the Lord in the light. And he gives you light and life. And he says, here, ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. Why? If ye believe not that I am he, you will die in your sins. And so, he says, I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. Jesus came to reveal the Father to the Jews and to the world. The Jews who said that they were serving God. And he tells them, you don't even know who God is. How can you serve a God that you don't know? You don't know him. Because if you would have known him, you would have been like He didn't say this here, but this is what he's saying, is Anna and Simeon, who knew me right away. They recognized me. Why? They recognized me, and because of that, their worship is true. Those who have received me, who believed me. And he says, I don't need a report of any man because I know what is in man. I know those who believe me and on me and why they believe me. He says, I don't need a report on you. He didn't need a report from these Pharisees on this woman that was caught in adultery. He didn't need a report. He knew what was in her. He knew the sin that she was in. And he knew what he had offered her. And he knew her acceptance and her faith. And he forgave her. He forgave her as she crowned him Lord in her heart and in her life. And so, dear ones, when we say we believe, that belief needs to be followed through a go and sin no more, a forsaking of sin. Jesus came to save us from our sins. And so he says here, therefore I said unto you, you will die in your sins, because you believe not that I am he, you will die in your sins. And so for you, my dear friends, think of this. You will die in your sins. Brothers and sisters, sin that is unrepented of and not forsaken is sin that is alive in our hearts. When will it go away? You know, we look at these men. The eldest man walked away. He was convicted. Maybe it was a sin that he did 40 years ago. He was the oldest. I don't know how old he was. He might have committed that sin of adultery 40 years ago and never repented of it. Does time erase things? No. When we're convicted of a sin, we must repent of that sin, or we will die in that sin. And then he says, and you cannot come where I go because you are in your sin. Because your belief in me, you believed me, but you didn't follow me. And so you believed me for your own gain, as the people came and believed him because they were fed. They wanted to be fed. They wanted to be nourished. And so they believed him. And then when true faithfulness had to come, was going to come about and demanded of them, they started leaving him one by one. And so, dear ones, do we leave him when we are called to faithfulness? Do we just relinquish that? And that's just the weak, natural man. He's just weak. When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And it says, and he spake these words, many believed on him. Brothers and sisters, I say this to myself and to every one of us that are here, my dear friends. Jesus spoke these words. We read what he spoke. Many believed on him. What did we do tonight? And let's not dismiss it, brothers and sisters. We say, well, I believe. No, let's not dismiss it. Many believed on him. Jesus just spoke, I am the light. Follow me. You will not walk in darkness. You will have light and life. You cannot live in sin. Go and sin no more. This is what belief is. This is what crowning him as Lord in my heart means. I will go and sin no more, and I will follow him in his ways. And it says, and then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. This is what he's going to tell us, as he told them. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth. Who is truth? Jesus. You will know me, he says, and I will make you free. That's what Jesus is offering every one of us tonight. And everyone who ever has heard of the name of Jesus, if they look into his word, this is what he offers us: to be free, free of sin, free of bondage, free of this woman that she came in. Even the men who brought her, he's offering them to be free of that. Under that deep conviction of sin, they walk away. Are we going to walk away under a deep conviction of sin? Or are we going to believe on Jesus and be free? We all make choices every day. And this is a choice we will make again tonight. And may God be with us in those moments of decisions when he presents to us life and light and peace with God. Amen.